Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send a special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also still assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday starting at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in this glorious day after Ian has come through, Hurricane Ian. Just want to keep in mind those who have suffered losses because of the hurricane, those who have lost lives, want to pray for their families, comfort them, Lord. Give them peace, Father. Strengthen them during this time. For we know that you're with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. We thank you and we praise you. So before we get into the word, we're going to hear a couple of songs, amen.
So good to me.
and you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Gave up on me. You never gave up on me.
Hallelujah. You are my rescue story. I've heard it said, if you've never been through anything, you have nothing to say. If you've never been through anything, you have nothing to say. But I believe everybody has a rescue story, because there's at least one time in each of our lives where it seemed that there was no way out. Backed up against the wall. Nobody to call. Nobody else to help. So the only thing we could do is cry out to God. Even during those times when we weren't saved, when we weren't born again, when we weren't believers, but there was something in us when everything seemed hopeless and when we felt helpless to the point of fearing death. All of us can say that we've been in that place, in that moment, where we cried out and asked God for help. Some of us, it's been more than one time. And every time he came to our rescue. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he was there for me. Even when I wasn't living for him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. He is my rescue story. And then the song before it talks about his reckless love, how he would go to the ends of the earth, go to the deepest and darkest places. Hallelujah. All because of his love for us. Said he leaves the 99 and goes looking after that one. Hallelujah. It says that Satan goes around roaring lions seeking whom he may devour. But there's someone else who's always there. Always there. Also seeking. Looking. Calling. I'm so glad I answered the call. Hallelujah. When I heard his voice. Thank you, Father. His reckless love. Just think about everything that you've been through. how good he's been. We may complain. We may say, oh, it hasn't been that good. But as long as we can inhale and exhale, that's good enough. Hallelujah. As long as we can breathe in and breathe out, that's good enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because that's called life. We can at least be grateful. Still be breathing. Hallelujah. The last report I heard was, it was 20-something people that lost their lives in Florida by way of Hurricane Ian. But a lot of us didn't even have to go through the storm. That right there is enough to praise him, to give him glory, to thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm the 10th chapter, verse 1. Psalm the 10th chapter, verse 1. Also, thinking about being grateful, there's a birthday today. President Jimmy Carter turned 98 today. 98. Hallelujah. We got a reason to praise him. We got a reason to thank him, to give him glory. Every time we open our eyes. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and read his word. Amen. Psalm the 10th chapter, verse 1. And it reads, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? This is David asking God a question. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Read it again in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself, veiling your eyes in times of trouble, distress, and desperation? Listen to the words that David is asking God. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself, veiling your eyes in times of trouble, distress, and desperation? The title of the message this morning is distressed, and desperate. Distressed and desperate. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for watching over as we lay down the rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, keeping us in their care, Father, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. And thank you, Father, that even during the storm, that you kept so many people, God. You protected them. Even though many lives were changed in a moment. Lost homes, lost vehicles. Some businesses were destroyed, so people lost their jobs. But one thing that they didn't lose was their lives. And that's enough to thank you. That's enough to praise you. That's enough to give you glory, Father. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning once again. Hallelujah. Blessing us to see another day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, Father, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, Father, your word that sets free those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. His guidance. His teaching. His comfort. His reminding us of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. To live a sinless life, God, and to take the sins of the world to the cross. Thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us, Father. To take the keys of hell from Satan. And thank you, Father, for raising him up on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for receiving him into heaven with this precious, priceless, conquering blood. Hallelujah. Giving us the victory. For our victory is in Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving us, God. Thank you for rescuing us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for always being there. Now, Father, we receive your word, your message. Help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal. And help us to go out and do what you called us to do. To spread your message of salvation. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Distressed. We've all been distressed. We've all been desperate. So this is what David is experiencing at this time. He's in a place where the only way he could doubt is to cry out to God. There's no one else that could help him. Because this place is not only physical, but it's emotional. And also spiritual. He's going through this mental anguish where he's distressed and he's desperate. Let's look at the word distress. Distress means, one definition is, to subject to great strain or difficulties. To subject to great strain or difficulty. He's in a difficult situation. And his mind is so distressed that he's straining even to think, what can I do? Who can I call? Distress calls to worry or be troubled, upset. To cause to worry or be troubled. He's in an upset state of mind. Worried, and he's troubled about the situation that he's in. Like I say, he's not just in a dark place physically, but also he's in a dark place mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. He's suffering. He's in agony. Distress can even affect your body. Another definition for distress is pain or suffering affecting the body. A bodily part or the mind to be troubled. I can imagine that he's having migraines. His body is aching. That's some of the effects that being troubled, that worrying, that being distressed could cause your body to ache. Distressed. Let's look at the word desperate. Desperate means having lost hope. You had hope, but now you lost it. Can't find it. Don't know where it is. Lost hope. Another definition for desperate is moved by despair. To be moved by despair. Looking at your situation. Focusing on what's going on around you. Despair means to be hopeless, to lose all hope or confidence, to lose all hope and confidence, not believing in anything. That's hopeless. So imagine how David was feeling. Even thinking about those who were caught up in the storm of Hurricane Ian, feeling helpless, feeling hopeless, in despair, distressed and desperate. Distressed and desperate. Let's look at this scripture in the Message translation. Psalms 10th chapter, verse 1. In the Message translation. And it reads, God, are you avoiding me? Where are you when I need you? Talking about being distressed and desperate to the point where asking God if he's avoiding him. God, where are you? Are you avoiding me? Where are you when I need you? He's in the same place when you don't need him. Asking him, why are you so afar off? Where are you? I can't sense you. I can't feel you. I can't hear you. But I need you. I'm this. I'm desperate. Thinking about the song. I need the old. I need it. Let's look at Hebrews 13 chapter. Hebrews 13 chapter, verse 5. And it reads, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Said, let your conversations be without covetousness. Now the word conversation here is talking about your manner or your way of life. Saying, don't look like you're distressed. Don't look like you're desperate. Don't worry. Why? Because it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Be content in such things as ye have. Well, what are those things that you have? One is life, breath, sight, activities of your limbs. Paul said, think on these things, the things that are good. Not the bad things, not the negative, because it opened doors. To hopelessness. It opened doors to worry. It opened doors to mental anguish. Let's go to Joshua. Joshua, first chapter. Joshua, first chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. Joshua, first chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So Moses has died. The leader, the one that God used to deliver them out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of slavery. So this man that everyone had depended on, had looked up to, had put on a pedestal, Moses, God told Joshua, rise up, arise and go. Hallelujah. Those two words right there coming from God. Arise and go. I understand how you're feeling. You're distressed. You're desperate. You're feeling like there's no hope. But I'm here to let you know something. In verse 3, it goes on to say, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Glory to God. Listen to that. He's in this, Joshua is in this deep, dark, distressed, desperate place. And God is telling him to arise and go over this Jordan River and take all the people with you. Unto the land which I do give to them. He said, not the land that I will give, that I might give, but he says that I do give them. It's already there. All you have to do is rise up and go there. It's already yours. And he said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Territory. You don't have to claim it. Just walk in it. It's already been given to you. Verse 4 reads, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. See, there's a changing of the guard. But not only is there a changing of the guard, hallelujah, there's a changing of territory. See, God is not just giving them this place where no one is living. No, he said, I'm also giving you all the land of the Hittites. Hallelujah. Sounds like a transfer. The Hittites were a great warlike people that occupied the mountain countries of South Canaan. So God is telling them, this people of war, and they were a people that were feared. God said, what they have is now yours. This great people. Think about the things that they had. The best weapons. the best armor, nice places of protection. Didn't have to worry about food. Didn't have to worry about wealth. Because they were warlike people. They were conquerors. But God said, you don't even have to fight for this. I'm giving it to you. Glory to God. All you have to do is arise and go. Because wherever your foot treads upon, that territory is yours. Hallelujah. Think about it. Wherever they went, they weren't trespassing. Because it was theirs. Verse 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Listen to these promises that's coming from God. He says, no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. He said, I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Then he tells them to be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Desperate distress, worrying. But God says, arise and go. Live a life of victory. Walk in what God has already given you. For wherever your foot shall tread is yours. And you don't even have to fight for it. So whatever distressed or desperate place you may be in, arise and go. Walk into what God has already given you. Love you. God bless you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that you will never leave nor forsake us. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter what we're facing, that you're there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. You told us to draw nigh unto you, and you would draw nigh unto us. You said, call ye upon you, because you're near. But not only just to call upon you. Walk into what you've already given us. To arise and go. So whatever situation someone may be facing, arise and go. Walk into what God has already given you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for strengthening us, Father. Thank you for your comfort, Father. And thank you, Father, for reminding us that we are more than conquerors. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Distressed and desperate. If you're distressed and desperate, I dare you to arise and go. Walk into what God has already given you. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Williams.